Ignacio Díaz Olano, restaurante, restaurant. This work, which was originally called El Contraste, or The Contrast, is reminiscent of the realist themes of the 19th century French school. It offers us a point of view with some social criticism, without going deeper into the subject. Ignacio Díaz Olano presented this work at the National Exhibition in 1897. The theme was suggested by his patron, Felipe Arrieta, who had observed a similar scene at the Café de la Paix on one of his trips to Paris during the concert season. The foreground of the canvas grabs our attention. Luxury, richness, and abundance fill the restaurant. The background, however, shows us the other side of the coin, the lower classes, represented in a charmless light. Olano used line drawing to depict reality. The details and qualities of the fabric and materials are meticulously executed. Olano uses all his artistry to make the interior of the restaurant realistic, an interior that is divided in two by the chair with the bunch of chrysanthemums. On the left of the canvas sits a gentleman, concentrating on his newspaper, and a still life made up of his overcoat, gloves, and hat. A Yorkshire Terrier puppy called Asai, which belonged to his patron Felipe Arrieta, sits on the bench seat. But the main scene is at the adjacent table, where two middle-class ladies are having coffee and talking animatedly, unaware that someone is looking at them through the glass. These two ladies are the Italian model Maria Antonietta Proietti, who is looking at us, and Carmen Morales de Arrieta, seen side-on, wife of the artist's patron. In the background, behind the steamed-up glass, two little girls of different ages from a much poorer social class gaze longingly at the luxury inside. The artist's inspiration for the figures of the children was Maria Angela Mancurti, the Italian model's daughter. Behind the girls, three hazy figures can be seen, looking at the display window of a department store, a scene based on a street in the centre of Vitoria. The artist's interest in capturing variations in the light and chromatic effects is particularly clear in the brightly lit, almost tangible bunch of chrysanthemums.